Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 1 John, the second chapter and the fifth verse. Well, let's start from verse 1 so that we get context. 1 John, the second chapter,
chapter 2.
And
verse 1 to 5.
If you are there, please read for me.
First John chapter 2 and verse 1. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the world. Now, by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him.
What verse are you in?
5.
Start verse 5 again.
But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him.
Amen. The Bible says, whoever keeps his word, the love of God is perfected in him. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the word of God. That word perfected, it means to mature. Do you understand? So you can fall in love with someone. Do you understand? And it is possible that that love will not mature. To mature. Majority of the time, how somebody looks and how somebody makes you feel is what attracts you to each other. Do you understand? It's the initial stages of love. But many people don't develop their love to keep growing and keep growing and keep growing till it reaches maturity. Are you still here? You've gone home. And so, wherever you stay in boyfriend, girlfriend, even if you call yourself husband and wife, but you are not married, in this church, okay? Just in case maybe someone is confused. In this church, if azanguzela sikshatise,
if you didn't come here and married you,
and you have no certificate,
and your own certificate,
Saga Home Affairs,
from Home Affairs,
you are single.
You say where to watch.
You are single.
You say where to.
I understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
I don't care if you call each other baby. You call yourself. What do you call yourselves?
My nana. Love.
You
are quite like you don't know what you're talking about.
Ask your neighbor, what do you call it? And you are shy now, you are shy. noma ngabe umbiza ubaba noma ngabe umbiza umama
noma mother
mangashadanga you are single.
If you are not married you are single.
Hello?
Yebo.
Ningangikwatela sambu.
Don't be angry for me, please.
I'm saying these things because I love you.
Ngisho lokho ngoba ngiyakuthanda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that love,
lolo thando,
if it doesn't exist in the context of marriage,
uma lungahlali lifike emshadweni,
does not have the opportunity to grow and mature.
Analo ithuba lokuthi likhule liphinde livuthwe.
Because as long as you are girlfriend, boyfriend,
ngoba nje mawuse girlfriend or boyfriend,
there are things that you will never experience and understand and know. To love somebody
ukuba uthanda umuntu
to a certain level
kufike kulelo zinga.
Because girlfriend and boyfriend means my hand is on the door,
ngoba boyfriend and girlfriend kusho ukuthi uthando lwethu lusemnyango.
Wangiphazamisa nje kancane, I'm gone.
You creep me, I'm gone.
To walk with each other in this life
ukuba nihambe nonke kule mpilo
and face the difficulties,
nibhekane nobunzima,
the ups
nokwehla,
and the downs of this life,
nokunyuka kwalomhlaba,
seeing each other,
nibonane kahle,
how you respond to all these difficulties,
nithendula kanjani kule
zinkinga, sticking together,
nihlibambana kanjani,
raising children together,
nikhulisa kanjani abantwana nonke,
seeing each other every single day,
nibonana nsuku zonke,
every single day and still be in love,
niphinde nibe semathandweni.
That allows your love to mature.
Lokho kwenza uthando lwenu ukuba luvuthwe.
I understanding what I'm saying.
Ngiyatholakala.
So if you don't marry,
uma ungashadi,
you are missing out on something.
Khona into ekulahlekelayo.
Most of us remain in the level of what I call infatuation love.
Abaningi bethu bahleli kulelo zinga lelo kuthiwa uthando lwemizwa.
That love is feelings.
Lelo thando lemizwa kuphela.
Is looks.
Lokubona.
And does not mature to other stages.
Alukhuli aluvuthwa.
I listen to what I'm saying.
Ungilalele.
Yeah. So please,
ngiyacela,
don't be satisfied to remain unmarried.
Unganeliseki nje uhlalele ungashadi.
Don't be satisfied.
Cha, unganeliseki.
You must marry.
Kumele ushade.
And some of you are afraid that pastor, my marriage won't work.
Abanye bethu bayisaba bathi mfundisi ngeke usebenze.
Which devil told you that lie?
Ubani lo Sathane okutshelela womanga?
It's the devil that told you.
Usathane lo.
Your marriage will work.
Umshado wakho nje wena uzosebenza kahle.
It will work.
Uzosebenza.
I understand what I'm saying.
Ngiyathola lokho bangithini.
It will work.
Uzosebenza.
All right. Now come with me to Genesis again, chapter 2.
Iya nami ku Genesis 2,
verse 18.
Ku verse 18.
If you are there, you can read for me. I'm almost closing.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him.
Hallelujah. Again, I repeat what the Bible says. And I said it the first week I started preaching
this.
God said it's not good for a man to be alone. So God's intention is that you must marry. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Tell a neighbor, you must marry, you must marry, you must marry, you must marry. You must
marry.
Tell the other neighbor, you must marry, you must marry. Put it on television.
Put it on television.
But you don't tell a person who's married.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The young ones,
abancane,
please listen to my advice.
Ngicela nilalele.
Mary,
shatani.
Don't fool around.
Ningadlali.
The Lord will help you.
Unkulunkulu uzonisiza.
The Lord will save you from many problems.
Unkulunkulu uzonivikela ezinkingeni eziningi.
Are you listening to me? Don't fall into the cycle of the environment that you live in.
Ungahlali lapho futhi okumele uhlale khona.
Where the majority of people don't marry.
Lapha abantu abaningi bengashadi.
Don't make the mistakes that many people are making.
Ungalenzi iphutha labantu abaningi abalenzayo.
You see the mistakes?
Uyayibona inkinga?
You see the pain it causes.
Ubona ubuhlungu obuyenzayo.
But you go and do the same thing.
Kodwa futhi nawe usaya khona.
Some of us young ones and even some of the older ones here.
Naba badala futhi.
When we grew up,
mabekhula.
Our mother was here.
Mama
our wa father wa. Was there.
Ubaba wayele.
Or vice versa.
Orga pambana.
And you saw the difficulties it brought to your life.
Nawe ubonile inkinga eyifikile empilweni yakho.
But here you are approaching that time.
Kodwa nakho nawe ufikelwa leso sikhathi.
And you are committing the same mistake.
Uphinda futhi saphinda le yankinga leya.
Where your children now.
Nakho namntwana wakho
na. To suffer the exact same thing you suffer.
Uzophinda futhi abe nenkinga lenobe nayo wena.
Please don't make the mistake.
Ungayenzi kanjalo.
I know all your friends are doing it.
Ngiyazi bonke abangani bakho bayakwenza.
But just be a little bit wise.
Kodwa nje wena uhlakaniphe nje.
You saw the difficulties.
Uyibonile inkinga.
You saw the pain.
Ubonile ubuhlungu.
Don't repeat it.
Ungaphinda phindi phela.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? So God said it's not good for man to be alone. He said, I will make him a help meet. One version says, I will make him a companion. A companion. For example, if I say Sihle, I want to send you to Cape Town. Cape Town is a long distance.
Cape Town ukude kakhulu.
You understand? And maybe you go to your friend.
Mhlambe uyamnganeni.
Eh, yazi ngisaye Cape Town.
Ngifuna ukuya kumngane.
Cela ungikhaphe.
I want you to go with me.
So that friend of yours,
lo mngane,
is a companion.
Uyena mkhaphi.
On the journey that you are embarking.
Ngiyena oyahamba kuyona.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So life has so many difficulties.
Impilo inenkinga eziningi.
Life has so many issues.
Impilo indaba inayindaba.
God knowing this.
UNkulunkulu uyakwazi lokho.
He says that you need a companion.
Uthi wena udinga umsizi.
Someone who will share.
Omunye uzohlanganyela naye.
The ups and downs of life.
Inkinga neindaba
zasemhlabeni. The difficulties of life.
Ubunzima obusemhlabeni.
The issues that come in this life.
Inyakanyaka ekhona kuwonke lomhlaba.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So your marriage partner
umshadikazi wakho
is someone who is to be a companion.
Ilowo zoba umsizi.
Not a fornication something, a companion.
Hayi lo zobudlala naye umsizi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read again verse 18 but take it to verse 20.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he will call them.
Okay, let's pause there. So God realizes there's a problem.
UNkulunkulu ubonile kunenkinga.
He made Adam.
Wenza Adam.
Adam was just there.
Adam waye khona lapho.
But it felt like something is missing.
Kodwa waye ngathulahlekile.
And God came to the realization.
UNkulunkulu wacabanga.
You know, and it's so amazing for God to take us through the process he went through.
Ngiyamangaza ukuba uNkulunkulu asithathela ehambe khona.
And he came to the realization.
Wafika wabheka.
That this man needs a companion.
Wathi le ndoda idinga umsizi.
It's not good for him to be alone.
Akukho kuhle ukuthi ibe yodwa.
So God began a process of getting a companion. So the Bible says, and God read.
Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he will call them.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So mm-hmm. Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
So God started making animals. Made cows, sheep, lions, giraffe. He started making birds. All kinds of animals. When God looked,
said,
none of these things I've just made can be a companion to this man that I have made. Now the question I ask myself is why were these things not comparable? And one of the things that pops up to my mind is communication. I understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Have you tried to talk to a bird?
Hello,
bird, how are you? Has it responded to you? Or any other animal?
Noma yiphi isilwane.
You can't communicate with it.
Ngeke uxhumane naso.
In a certain way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What I've noticed in Namapias.
Engubhekile lana.
The biggest problem in relationships.
Inkinga enkulu esebudlelwaneni.
Is a lack of communication.
Ukukhulumisana akukho.
There's a serious problem where communication is concerned. And therefore many relationships are struggling. That's why a help couldn't be found amongst all these animals. Because Adam couldn't communicate with these things. He couldn't share his feelings with them. He couldn't express what he was going through. Am I talking to somebody? Many of you in your relationships, you don't communicate with your spouse. In fact, when you try to communicate, can you tell a neighbor this? Switch off your phone, please. Or put it on silent, please. Tell a neighbor, if your phone rings, I'll tell pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Many of you, you never communicate. And you don't communicate, you know, proper communication. Because you see, TV only teaches you to be romantic. So your whole relationship, you just want to be romantic. There's some other romance that maybe I can tell you about that maybe you don't know. Hello? How romantic it is, Benjamin.
Good romantic ganjanji.
If you ask somebody you love that, you know, let's sit down. Let's plan for next year. How can we build our lives better next year? Oh, how romantic. How romantic. That's nice romance.
No,
clap your hands for me, please. There's some serious romance there. Your faces don't look like you agree with me. There's some heavy duty romance there. And just to be called, oh, baby, sweetie, what did you say again?
My nana.
My nana. Nana. That's the only romance you know.
You want a romantic yakoleon.
When my wife was studying for her BTEC degree, she was writing her assignments and everything. And I was sitting with next to her. I had no assignment to write.
I was
sitting researching with her. Things that I don't know. I can even tell you her BTEC, what do you call those things?
That
research. It was about solar power. Me, I'm not an electrical engineer. I know nothing. The last electrical things I saw was in high school, where they told me there's negative and positive. That's all I know about electricity. But I was sitting with her, researching. Somebody say, how romantic. This is some serious romance that was happening there.
Quite romantic, emnandi.
Why aren't you guys saying anything? You don't like this type of romance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And she did her qualification and finished.
When's my qualification?
Wasn't that romantic? Heavy duty romantic. Not that love, baby. Nana. And after 5 years, we're in the same place. Nobody is growing. Nobody is doing anything. It's a stupid romance that has no results.
Romantic in job.
Yes, it has some importance. But your love is not maturing. But you see, it's communication that brings out all these things. Like I was just telling you, we only have one child. We are planning to have four someday.
God willing.
And all of them already have names. The communication. Look, it's even talking about things that are not here. And why this name and why that name? The other day, my daughter was asking me, Daddy, what does my name mean? I said, your first name means that you are leaning on God. And I said to her, we named you that name because we want you to rely on God. And I said, your second name, it means that God is going to help you. You will enjoy the help of God in this life. You call your child Sputla. Yeah? Matlakalana. So communication is a big problem in our mapias. Where relationships are concerned. Most of your homes is World War III. For there to be peace, you do your own thing, your spouse does your own thing. Then there is peace. But if you ever try to, if you talk about money, this side doesn't like amens. Let me stay here.
Let me come this side.
Hey. When it comes to raising your children, like if my wife beats my daughter. And my daughter comes crying.
Yes, in
what did you do? It won't now become a fight between umshayela na umntwana.
Hayi ukuthi nami ngiqhamuke sengithi kanti awukhenya ingane.
Some of you, the child is the reason for all the wars in your relationship.
Because you've
never communicated about how do we raise children. What type of children do we want to have? Recently, my daughter wrote a picture. And on top she wrote, I love God. I love my mom. I love my dad. I was so blessed that she started with God. Because it's our aim to raise a child that loves God.
Because it's our aim.
My daughter is always harassing her classmates. Why don't you go to church? Because that's the child. We have discussed it. We have talked about it. You, the minute you start talking, I haven't even finished my sentence. Segali wanjal.
Is a war.
I was talking to somebody recently. And they were telling me about a relationship. Do you understand? And so I asked the person, so what's going on in that relationship? Some of you, I can't even ask you that question. I can't. You won't answer me. So the person said to me, and explained some things. And then in the communication, the person said that, you know, I said this and said, and then, and I said, and the person said, I'm trying to say it without saying. So, to cut the long story short, the person said, are you taking long to answer because you have a boyfriend? Do you understand? So I asked this person who's saying this. I said, oh, does the person have a boyfriend? And he said, no, I don't know.
What it's
So I said, so why did you say that? Has the person shown you any sign that they have a boyfriend? He said, no. So I said, why in a normal relation, normal conversation, you just took out your AK-47 while you cock us all?
You were taking a pump gun and you
couldn't.
Is a war.
When the person has showed you no sign, then the person said, you know what, Pastor? When I send her WhatsApp, she takes long to answer. I said, Mr. Brother or Sister, depending, I don't know. I don't want to say who I was talking to. I said, what if the person was maybe cooking while talking to you? Your mind has gone to a boyfriend. And I realized that there's a big problem of communication. And I said, okay, if it's bothering you that she's taking or he is taking whatever, is taking long to respond, why don't you say, I've noticed that when I send you, you take long to respond. Maybe the person
says,
oh, I was busy with something. But you've already imagined the worst. And you've made yourself angry. And you've said all sorts of unnecessary things. When you could have just communicated
myself. Amen. You are angry for me.
Some of you are wishing, hey, God, don't tell me to late so that I can say.
I always tell you that
but
you
I'm late now.
But you don't bring him.
Someone is Susan.
But Susan, if you can hear my pastor.
Hallelujah. Are you still here?
Let's say corner.
Now, I just want to tell you one, two, three, four things that communication brings to your relationship. And I'm just going to read because of time. Number one, communication brings oneness. It makes you a team. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
That oneness means harmony. When it comes to raising your children, there's harmony. There's teamwork. There's a vision. There's a goal. When it comes to money, there's a vision. There's a goal. Everything, there's harmony. We are working as a team. Are you understanding?
Amen.
I told you that there are people who've been in relationship for years and they don't know what the other partner ends. It's a sign of a relationship that has no communication. You understand?
Amen.
Sometimes when I talk to people who are in relationships, when I listen to the issues, one thing that always jumps out
is
that there's no communication. One of the questions I always ask, did you speak? Did you talk about this? And most of the time, instead of talking, people fight and get angry. Why don't you talk? Why don't you discuss? This is what we need to do. This is the money we get as a family. We all wish we were millionaires. But reality is reality.
What I have is
whether
that
it's
I have.
Big or whether it's small. So let's discuss. Okay, we want to do this. What is priority? Let's do this. Okay, how are we gonna do this? Okay, we'll pay this one here, so then we'll pay this one here, and then finish. Then you start doing it together. Then you see that everyone is involved in the goal. Everyone is participating in the goal. Everyone feels like they are part of what we are doing. So you move together as a team. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm just gonna give you advice, okay? If you are in a relationship and you are in this church, make sure that the other person comes also.
Make sure.
There are people who always come to me and say, Pastor, my husband this, Pastor, my wife this. And there's nothing I can do. Because I'm so this work.
No, but I'm not his pastor.
It's nothing.
I can do
try to bring them. Okay? And they will come. Trust me, they will come. If you keep nagging and nagging. You see, my wife, She's been wanting Brazilian for a long time.
And
I'm not there in Brazilian. I'm so not there. But every now and then, she keeps adding it into the conversation. Eventually, we are going to get there.
Always, if we are talking Brazilian.
So just keep nagging and keep nagging and keep nagging. One day he will come. One day she will come. Don't get tired. And then they will start hearing the things that they need to hear. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for
Jesus.
The second thing that communication does is that the more you communicate, the more in love you will feel with the other person. So communication breeds love. It produces love. One of the reasons why many of us we are in relationships but we don't feel in love anymore is because communication has ended. So the more you talk to your partner is the more you feel in love with him or her about everything. You and your partner must be able to talk about anything.
When
and
everything.
You communicate. Then you will notice that when you are away from him or her a little bit,
you remember.
Not that you want to fornicate, but you just miss talking to him or her. And one of the reasons why people lose that feeling of being in love is because they stop communicating. There are people who sleep on the same bed every night, but that feeling of love has disappeared because there's no communication. Recently, I was saying to Mom Ruth, like, you see, when she sleeps, if let's imagine a light.
Okay, sit in a light lap.
If you press the switch, boom.
Now turn the switch.
She falls asleep like that. When I fall asleep, imagine a dimming light where you have to. It takes some time to.
Mary Tatang is slow motion.
So, especially it's better now. Especially early in our marriage, I'll be talking.
Beg no kulum.
Next thing I read, I'm talking alone.
Meeting a kuluma sen kuluma ngayo.
Hey. Hello, are you here? You
Nikon.
So recently I said, sister, don't just disappear.
And
let's say good night or something so that I know that.
Good night.
I know that you are going now. We're going to see each other in the morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've been in a marriage. There's not even good night.
Good night.
When you wake up, there's no ulale kanjani.
Uma uvuka kho ngisho.
Yazi ngibe nale phupho.
I had a dream.
There's nothing, there's nothing.
Akukho nje nini nikhulumayo. Kulukutu. Yey.
That's why you don't feel in love. And you see, some of you, like, you see, there's just a simple thing I just told you. Where my wife sleeps faster than I fall asleep. Some of you, instead of just saying, you know, just say good night so that I know that you are.
Night.
Instead of communicating about
it.
Doesn't it seem like I live in your house?
I put camera, you can't see.
Number, what numbers have I given you?
Three.
Number two. Number three. Communication kills witchcraft. In relationships. I think I'll close with this one. Did you hear what I said? Communication kills or destroys witchcraft in relationships. Read for me Galatians chapter 5. What verse should you read? Just look for the verse that says the works of the flesh are these. What verse is it? 22. Huh? 21. Galatians chapter 5. Sorry? Verse 20. Sorry. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 20.
Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19.
This lady keeps changing this. Verse 19.
Now the works of the flesh.
Wait, I want all of us to see it. Are we all there? While we are there, just ask your neighbor, where's your Bible, please? Because you'll be going home and say, Upastute, Upastute. Stop saying Upastute. Say the Bible says.
You must say, Pastor said.
Are we all there now? Yes, ma'am.
Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in the, just like I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen. In the King James, I think instead of sorcery, I think it says witchcraft. Who's got King James? Did you see witchcraft there? What verse is it? Verse 20. What does it say?
Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations.
Yeah, witchcraft. Someone say witchcraft. And the Bible says the works of the flesh. You understand? One of it is witchcraft. So there is a witchcraft that happens in relationships. And it's not a witchcraft where someone from outside is bewitching you. It's a witchcraft that comes out of the flesh. That sometimes we do in relationships. Now, what is witchcraft? Witchcraft is wanting to control somebody else. To have the control of another person. So there are people in relationships who want to have full control over you. Sometimes
is
the guy. Sometimes is the lady. Sometimes is even the children. When a young little child cries, and then you jump and give them whatever.
When you're humble,
and they say, oh. Mankala.
You say about not if I cry.
They do what I want.
They give me Danone.
So the child, as young as it is, has learned how to control someone else. You are going in the shops.
We are humble in the shop.
Say, Mommy, kupela le sweet lin.
Mom, I want sweet.
And you say, no, no, I don't have money.
Your team young na imali.
And the person throws themselves down.
Uy, lata
pa. And they scream.
Uy,
and they, it's witchcraft. They are committing witchcraft.
Usenza ubuthakathi. Wenza ubuthakathi lo muntu.
Because they know they control you when they do this.
Ngoba uyazi ukuthi mayenza lokhu uzomenzela lokhu.
So also,
ogunye food.
The lady,
always mame.
They perform witchcraft.
Uyabenza ubuthakathi.
Sometimes by being overly emotional.
Kwesinye isikhathi ukuba abe nomoya ophezulu.
When I was in marriage school,
ngenkathi ngisesikoleni,
they taught us.
Basifundisa.
That women like crying in relationships.
Bathi abesimame bathanda ukukhala ebudlelwaneni.
So they said that if she cries,
bathi uma ngabe khala nje,
wait for her to finish crying.
Wena ukuthi ayeke ukukhala.
Okay, let's continue what we were talking about.
Uthi kulungile siqhubeke lokho ebesikhuluma ngakho.
Because they know that when they cry, maybe that conversation they don't like will end. So they use emotions to manipulate and control you. Hello?
Amen.
Or they block certain things. I'm talking to married people now. If you are not married, it's always blocked. I hope you understand what I'm saying. It's witchcraft. Why are you so quiet like you don't understand what I'm talking
about?
Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. There are certain relationships that if a lady, you don't do what they just, in the bed, they just lock certain things in you.
Hey,
you guys, you are making me feel bad. Tell your neighbor, no blocking in marriage. No blocking. Why are you using certain things to block instead of talking? Hello? Why do you look like you don't like my message now? You don't like it anymore. Okay. Do many of you are not married, so I don't feel comfortable to talk about
it.
But I must just talk.
Got an issue.
So, some women, they don't cook. When they want to manipulate you. Or when they cook.
They put too much salt.
Some of the food you can taste, I might hear there's no love in this one. There's no love.
She's angry. She's lying.
When they normally cook and put this spice and put this
spice.
But when they angry, they are
but if a kwatile is just staring.
Ayiki 6 gun.
No 6 gun.
So vute swi nakunanda. See, they are manipulating you through the cooking, through all these types of things, emotions and whatever.
But disturb more.
Instead of communicating.
So
the communication will kill that witchcraft. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And normally how this witchcraft manifests with the men is they become abusive. Become violent.
Buba no dlame.
So they want to manipulate you and control you through violence. It's a witchcraft of the flesh. I listen to me. If you talk to your spouse, you don't have to be violent. Communicate the things that you want. If the food is salty, don't say, "Akwazi ukupheka,
uslima." Don't tell him that you are full, you don't cook.
Just say, "Hey, ngam."
You must call her nicely, my wife.
Just nje ehlisa kancane utswayi.
You must reduce a little and the salt.
Do you understand? No need for violence.
Akukho ukuthi nilwe.
Or you just say, "Hey, bekumnandi kona kodwa yazi utswayi."
But you
know what you are saying. You know what you are saying.
Uzokwazi ukuthi uthi.
Hello. There's no need to violence to violence.
I see kissing some sin though.
There's no need to say harsh words.
I see kissing so keep him a gum up room.
Hello. Many of us saw these types of witchcraft growing up. With our parents especially. And some of us, we are reenacting this witchcraft in our own relationships. And our children are watching also. When they grow up, they could do the same witchcraft. It's a vicious cycle. Hallelujah. Can you tell the next brother next to you? Say, "Brother, never be violent." Never. There was something I saw in the news yesterday. I don't know whether it's a husband or a boyfriend. Stabbed his wife or girlfriend. Like, what has happened that you want to stab someone?
If you don't love her, leave her.
But you see, witchcraft wants to control.
But you are born of Tagati Bufuna Kama.
I want to control.
Bufuna Bosa.
If I won't have you, nobody will have you.
Umangam Funa, common does of Funa.
It's a witchcraft of the flesh.
O Tagati Benyama.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, thank you, sir. Amen. There's no need to be violent.
There's
no need to manipulate people through emotions and cooking and all this. You just need to communicate. That's all. One of the things that Mamrute and I told each other before we got married, we made an agreement that if any of us does something to the other that the other doesn't like, say it. And we talk. And we see together how we can overcome. And we move forward. That's all. So, yeah, no, I won't cook for him. I'm going to put more salt.
So, fuck it.
I'm shy.
I'll kill
you. We sleep, when
you are full, when I get.
Hello.
Hello.
So, when you communicate in your relationship, there will be no need for all those things. No need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, sister, tell your sister. Say, sister.
Sisi.
When you finish crying, say what you need to say. In a good way. Because even some of you sisters, you know, you are not violent here. But you are violent here. Your words are sharper than a two-edged sword.
It's
sharper than, you see, the Bible says it's sharper than a, your tongue. is sharper than the Bible itself. You can destroy someone with your tongue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you think? Am I helping somebody? I see you getting married in the name of
Jesus.
And I see your marriage working in the name of Jesus. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. Because you would have learned to communicate with the companion that God has given you. To walk in the journey of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
And you must be honest, okay, when you communicate. Don't just say things that you think that somebody wants to hear. But speak your heart. Okay? Yeah. It will save your relationships. Hallelujah. Say, sister.
Tane sisi.
Don't talk with your tears. Talk with your mouth.
Khuluma ngomlomo.
Say, brother.
Buti.
Don't talk with your hands.
Ungakhulumi ngenqindi.
With your fist.
Nesibhakela.
Talk with your mouth.
Khuluma ngomlomo.
Talk with your mouth.
Khuluma ngomlomo.
Some of you, the way you behave in front of the children.
Abanye indlela abazinto abazenza phambi kwabantwana.
The way you shout in front of the children.
Indlela enthukana ngayo phambi kwabantwana.
The way you beat each other in front of the children.
Indlela enikhahlelana ngayo phambi kwabantwana.
What are you teaching the child?
Umfundisa ini lowo mntwana?
What?
Ini.
It must stop.
Akuphele.
Okay? It must stop.
Agume.
Learn to talk.
Fundo kuluma.
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 Hallelujah. You know, my wife normally goes to work. I normally take her. She's got a lift club. So I normally take her to where she'll go with the lift club. And we normally leave the house around
10 past 6.
And we normally arrive there early. By 20 past 6 thereabouts we are there.
20 minutes lap.
And we'll sit and just be talking till about quarter to
7.
Then the person will come and then they go to work. So this person is always late. Then the other day, my wife now started saying, okay, we are leaving at 20 past 6. And I said, why?
Not in.
I said, no, but this guy is always late. In my heart, I'm like, I've never told her this. In my heart, I'm like, I like those 20, 30 minutes that we sit there.
Talking.
I enjoy it. I actually enjoyed that communication there. Because normally when we come back home, this one is, they are cooking, they are doing homework, this way, it's too busy. So we never. So those 20, 30 minutes are very valuable to me. I like them. So that we just talk. Just about in any subject that comes out.
So
we are just talking and just talking. Those little 20 or 30 minutes, Monday to Friday, is the rock of our relationship. Where we all know where we are and where we are going. And for that feeling of love to always be there. Do you understand? So, I don't know where your 20,
30
minutes is. But make sure that it's there. That's real romance. Real romance. If I buy you chocolate,
you're
sweet.
through your toilet. Paid it.
But you see, the Romans that we are talking, we are communicating, sharing things that are important to us. Those ones, they build the relationship and makes us stronger. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet and keep putting your hands together for the Lord. Keep putting your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I helping somebody here?
Yeah.
Open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord and tell the Lord that, Lord, enter my relationships. Get involved. Hello? Tell the Lord, get involved, get involved, get involved. Open your mouth, begin to talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord. Pray, somebody, I can't hear you. Pray, pray, pray. Mila karyanda boryanda baryanda bozo koryanda baryanda ba. In Jesus' mighty name, the church will say amen. Can I advise somebody here? No matter how broken a relationship is, it is fixable. It's fixable. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
It's fixable. That's why it is so important to fall in love with the person who you can talk to. The only time a relationship cannot work
is
if someone is not willing to talk, not willing to compromise, not willing. They just, it's my way or the highway. Now, if you have a stubborn personality like that, then your relationship will suffer. But if you are willing to talk, if you are in the wrong, realize that, but here I was wrong. And be willing to change, then the relationship can work. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Talk to the Lord. Just tell the Lord, Lord, help me. Make me a person who can commune with somebody else. Who can live with somebody else. Who doesn't want to destroy somebody else's life. Who wants to build the person that you've called to walk with me in this journey. Pray for yourself quickly.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.